It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlanzis right here on 720 WGN. Mr. Richard Roper is here. We're going to do some reviews today. And this, I'm very excited. We'll leave this one for last. But I'm very excited about this Elvis and Nixon movie.
And it's the second one like this? Is that what we've...
No, I mean, there was a really, there was a cheesy made-for-TV movie parody kind of years ago. But no, the amazing thing is, this is the famous Elvis-Nixon meeting in the early 70s, and no one ever, they've tried for years to make a movie out of it, because it seems so obvious that it'd be a movie, or at least a stage play, a two-character stage play. So Michael Shannon, Chicago's own, as Elvis, and Kevin Spacey as Nixon. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's start, guys, with, Mother's Day. Now, this is Gary Marshall, who we all know is one of the most decent and lovely men in Hollywood. Just a wonderful guy, big Northwestern guy. And
he's directed, went to school with his son.
Laverne and Shirley, Penny Marshall's, their siblings, Gary Marshall's, directed tons of TV shows. Biggest hit was Pretty Woman, which was a classic. And he continues to, churn out The Father of the Bride. Lately he's been doing these holiday-themed movies. We had Valentine's Day and we had New Year's Eve. Both of them featuring ensemble casts, and then they have intertwining stories, romances, all taking place over the course of, a few days leading up to the holiday. So now comes Mother's Day.
And now, so this is the one I've been waiting for.
Oh, Violetta.
Mother's Day?
All I can do is quote you and say they're trying to throw us off with that bathroom humor. So, here's the thing. And a lot of people are, Violetta, look at the cast. You've got your Kate Hudson. You've got your Jennifer Aniston, Timothy Oliphant. It goes on and on. I mean, a lot of really good actors, right? It's hard for me to describe this movie without launching into an expletive-filled tirade to explain how much I loathed, detested, hated, and was disgusted by this film. It is shockingly bad. It is filmed in a horrible, clunky style. This is the kind of movie where, there's a petting zoo, and when something funny happens, they cut to the reaction shot of the llama, looking right at the camera, like an episode of Gilligan's Island or something would do. The hackiest stuff. But worse than that is the fact that it feels like it was written in 1971. One of the main story threads is Kate Hudson is – this movie's set in Atlanta, by the way. And you will not hear a Southern accent. They might as well just have called it Tax Break Georgia, because nobody in the movie except for the parents who are from Texas come and they visit and they've got accents. I'm not kidding you. No one even bothered with a Southern accent. Kate Hudson is married to a doctor. He's Indian. He's a doctor. They have a beautiful four-year-old son. She has never told her parents, her Texas parents, because they're so racist that they once flipped out when they saw a picture of the two of them on Facebook and said something along the lines of, I hope that's a guy with a tan. I'm not making this up. So the scene you're about to hear, these are the two parents of the Kate Hudson character, and they surprise them at home, and they run into their son-in-law, who they didn't know they had.
Jesse, why am I staying in the... hello.
And we are back from commercial.
Go back.
Are you the houseboy?
No. Who the hell are you?
Well, I'm Jesse's father.
Okay, that's not funny, pal, because Jesse's father and mother are in a dementia facility in Arizona, right?
Dementia? My butt! We live in Texas.
You're going to tell me that you're Jesse's mother?
Yeah.
Well, who in the Sam H are you?
Well, I am Jesse's husband, I think.
Are we on the Jerry Springer Show right now?
Wow, we
I'm not
the stereotypes.
You.
Come on,
are
that was
you
great.
The houseboy? And then
Violetta loved it, by the way.
Be careful, Violetta, because you will be the only person quoted in the ads for this.
Right, exactly.
This was great. The next line he says right after that, the father, I can't even repeat it, but he uses a racial slur to say to his daughter, I can't believe you married a... And he then uses a horrible racial slur. And it's not like, the old All in the Family show where they were making fun of the bigotry. I think we're supposed to laugh when he says, are you the houseboy? Because the guy's Indian.
Oh, my gosh. You would expect so much more from Gary Marshall.
And the Kate Hudson character, she's told her husband that for 5 years she said that her parents are in a dementia facility because she doesn't want to tell.
Listen, things happen.
Is this in Timothy Oliphant? Is this Timothy Oliphant who plays the guy, the husband?
No, it's an
Indian actor.
He plays Jennifer Aniston's ex-husband, of course, has the obligatory younger wife. Another storyline, Kate Hudson's sister is a lesbian, so she also hasn't told her parents because they're also homophobic.
Oh, so the same Texas
parents. So a lot of the misunderstandings are based on ignorance and hatred. And they're trying to play it for laughs. And you can also hear, like, the, you know, the cheesy music and the overdone delivery of the lines. You know, are you the house boy? Are we on? And are we on the Jerry Springer show? That line had to have been written 20 years ago.
Sure.
In some old screenplay. I'm giving this movie zero stars because it's not only terrible and unfunny, but it really is. It crosses the line into what were you thinking? What were the actors thinking? What was Gary Marshall thinking? It's the kind of, I mean, this, I'm not kidding you. There's a bar called Shorty's. So, of course, a little person runs the bar.
Oh, no.
And they're like, hey, where's, and then someone walks in and goes, are you Shorty? And he walks out from behind the bar and he's a dwarf. Oh, that's funny. It's unbelievable. I'm not kidding when I tell you, I was gripping the railing at the AMC telling myself, you can't walk out. You can't walk out. You've never walked out of 5,000 straight movies. You've never walked out. Don't walk out. Don't walk out.
But that's, it's that startling bad. That a movie like that would get made with stars like that, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, and you've got Gary Marshall behind it. Like, how does all that come together like this?
I'm afraid it's the Kate Hudson curse. I hate to say it I've had a lifelong crush on her.
I love her.
Ever since Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
I mean, you can't,
so good.
Cannot go, you cannot find a better film than that, I don't think. And
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That was terrible.
Yeah, you could find a lot worse.
That's when she lost me, How to Lose a Critic in 10 Movies. That was number 7.
Oh, I was saying that one's better than
this one? Than Mother's Day?
Flushing your toilet and watching the water swirl around is better than this one. So, but she's not had a good string of movies, Kate Hudson. She has not progressed a lot as an actress.
No, and she had such an opportunity coming off of you know, that great Cameron Crowe direction.
Mm-hmm.
And they made her into this really interesting character, and it was a great script. And then it just never materialized.
No, it's been, and Gary Marshall, you know, he's a very, very loyal guy. So Julia Roberts, you know, they've done tons of movies together, but like Hector Elizondo is a character actor, and even smaller roles, he puts the same people in all of his movies. He finds them work, and he puts the kids of a lot of the cast members in the movie playing kids. So that's all well and good if you're making a home movie, but you know, you're making a major motion picture, and he always slips in a Pretty Woman reference and has Julia Roberts say a line that she said in the movie, but it just takes you out of the film when she does.
She in this movie too?
Yeah,
Julia Roberts?
She plays a home shopping guru. And there's another character. I'm going to give away everything I can because you do not want to see this movie. But there's another character, a young girl. She's like, you know, she's backing away from getting married herself because she never found out who her real mother was. And it is so clunkingly obvious that it's the character that keeps showing up on the television, the Julia Roberts character. I mean, it's like the scene where she's like, I'm your daughter. Everybody on the screen was just like, well, we knew that.
Ugh.
And Julia Roberts is now playing a grandmother in the movies, by the way. This is what Hollywood has come to. Julia Roberts is playing a grandmother.
Right.
She's not even 50.
Michael Caine still has a young wife in movies, but Julia Roberts has to play a grandmother.
She has missed Madam District Attorney.
Is that another step of ascension in
you
Hollywood?
Go from, it goes from ingenue to Madam District Attorney to Driving Miss Daisy.
That's
those
so
are the
great.
Three. Those yeah. are the three roles.
To your that own is, network show.
It's right. so sad, but true.
Yeah, that's, I stole that line. Maybe from a Gary Marshall script, if I'm not mistaken. I talked to Gary Marshall years ago on the radio, and this was right before. He goes, so we're sitting in a commercial break, and he goes, have you ever seen this... this guy from Talk Soup, what's his name? Greg Kinnear, who's, you know, at that point, you know, a cable TV star.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have him in a movie. I had this idea for a post office and people are writing letters to God and he's got to figure out who the letters are to God, like Santa Claus. It's like Santa, you know, where they write the letters to Santa Claus, but now they're going to write them to God, and I've got an idea that's going to change it, and this Greg Kinnear is going to star in it. Do you think that's a good idea? And I thought to myself, my God, Gary Marshall's asking me for casting advice.
That's crazy.
That was a movie called Dear God,
which was god-awful. Yeah.
Unfortunately. All I can do is warn you guys, if you go to see Mother's Day, you know, don't ask me for your money back. I told you.
Okay.
All right. Coming up. Is the Meddler? What is that?
Can we do the Meddler real quick, or do you want to do it after the break?
I'll do it after the break.
Okay. We'll talk about the Meddler with Susan Sarandon and then the Elvis Nixon movie.
All right. Okay. That's the one I'm very interested in. We spent way too much time on a clunker. What happened there?
Even when you can't be there, they are at Chicago Tribune Sports Plus. More coverage from more journalists than anywhere else in the city. Join now, chicagotribune.com/sportsplus.
All right, we continue. Richard Roper is here, and we are reviewing very quickly. I guess we will review, Meddler?
Yeah, let's talk about The Meddler real quick with Susan Sarandon. This is another movie about a mom. She's a widower from Jersey. She's moved to L.A. to be closer to her grown daughter, who's a television writer. And this is what I call a mom movie in the best sense of the word, because it's a movie you can take your mom to, because it's, you know, maybe PG-13 and it's nothing, you know, nothing salacious, or it's not about blood spilling. It's a character study, and it's really well done. It's just sweet and smart and lovely. Susan Sarandon is 69. She's going to be 70 years old, believe it or not.
She looks
amazing.
Great.
And we got a real quick clip here. What I like about this is, so she's a widow, and she meets J.K. Simmons, who is a retired cop working as a security guard on the sets of movies, and he's divorced. And it's just neat to see two people past the age of 60 actually having a romance in a Hollywood movie.
What's your first name?
Randy. Or Randall.
Randall. And are you from around here? Am I asking too many questions?
No. I'm from outside Oxnard originally, and then moved to Ventura when I got married, and moved to Topanga when I got divorced.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. She's not... You know, she never smiled with her teeth. I should have known.
Is Topanga on the beach?
No, not on the beach. By the beach.
Just real nice and simple to be. I mean, that voice of J.K. Simmons.
Oh, he's good.
The
yeah.
best, right?
Yeah.
So 3.5 stars for The Meddler. It's just, wow. It's the kind of movie where you could have had sitcom-y type experiences like you do in Mother's Day, but mm-hmm. the writing and directing is smarter than that and better than that, and the cast is wonderful.
All right.
So we like that one a lot. Go see The Meddler. Stay away from Mother's Day. I'm meddling in your lives and telling you people this.
Elvis and Nixon.
Elvis and Nixon. Michael Shannon is Elvis. Kevin Spacey plays Richard Nixon. This is based on the infamous meeting. Elvis showed up at the gates of the White House with a letter he had handwritten to Richard Nixon saying he was bummed out by the hippies and the drug problems, and he wanted to become a federal agent at large, and he needed a badge, and he said that he could go undercover because no one would believe it was actually Elvis. That was his basic ploy. Nixon wanted nothing to do with him, finally got talked into meeting with him. So here's Kevin Spacey as Nixon, Michael Shannon as Elvis in Elvis and Nixon.
I was telling one of the gals outside, it reminds me of my Graceland.
Oh, it does it? How many square feet is this Graceland of yours?
Not sure. 10,000, maybe?
Well, that is a fine size for a home, isn't it? Well, it's more than fine. Of course, the White House here is, I think, about 55,000 feet, something like that.
Well, actually, I've made a few additions, so maybe a little more than that. But I don't think it's the size of a man's home that defines him, you know?
Ooh, well played.
The egos,
Elvis.
Right? Yeah.
What is funny about Kevin Spacey, though, there's a little slip into Frank Underwood there.
Yeah.
You totally could hear it.
You know, Yorba Linda, California, Richard Nixon, you got a little bit of the Southern tinge. But, you know, you got to see him because he doesn't really look like Richard Nixon. Michael Shannon doesn't really look like Elvis. They obviously have the costumes and the prosthetics, but it's cooler than if they just were doing... I mean, I guarantee you that Kevin Spacey could probably do the best Richard Nixon impersonation since, like, Rich Little, but he wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
Sort of like Anthony Hopkins did. And it's great. I mean, and the way he's hunched over the desk and he does, like, the little hand gesture. You know, oh, this rock and roller is coming in. I mean, it's just so good. And the expletives and all that. It's, you know...
It's great.
It's really good. 3.5 stars for this as well. If you're interested in that time period in history or Elvis or Nixon, I mean, this is, like... This would be weirder than, you know, Obama and Kanye. I mean, way weirder than that. I think, because Nixon was the squarest guy in the world, and Elvis, even though that was Velvet Elvis time, he was still maybe the most famous entertainer the side of the Beatles in 1971. It had just broken up, and he hated the Beatles. Elvis hated the Beatles. Their long hair and their pot smoking.
This would be more like Obama and Bieber.
It really would.
More like
I mean,
that.
It's like, you know. It's the fact that it actually happened, and he gave him a badge. He finally, you know, it's not a bad idea, Elvis.
They did. They gave him a DEA badge.
Yeah,
That's like on display somewhere, isn't it? It's like a Graceland or something.
Well, that photo of the two of them shaking hands is the most requested photo in the history of the Smithsonian Archives. You know, you can get photos of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Man on the moon, Kennedy being sworn in. That's their most requested photo by far.
Well, it's so odd. That's such an odd pairing.
It's quite a pair of sunglasses you've got on there,
Elvis. All right. Judy Pilek is standing by. She's going to give us the WGN News in 2 minutes.